It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
The Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. This is going to be interesting today. We got cheese and beer. And Scott Yum. Bice, part of the Bice family that has Redwood Hill Farms. Now they got Redwood Hill Hop Farm. And Scott is the hop head over there. And I'll let Herlinda introduce from Old Possum Brewery.
So we've got Sandro. Am I saying that correct?
Sandro, yes.
Sandro.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I told him he has a face for TV also, as well as radio. But he it's classic. We've been trying to get Old Possum on for a while, so we're super excited that you were here. And thanks to Scott, you guys are doing a beer together.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Yeah.
And I have the face for radio.
Don't we all? Tell us all about Old Possum. How long has it been around? Where is it? What's going on?
We are down in Industry Park West off of Todd Road, an incorporated area. And we've been around about a year and a half. And the way we started, by transporting wort around to nano breweries. And now we decide to get bonded and produce our version of some badass ales.
Why Old Possum? Where did that come from?
Well, just the upcycling, and we're right next to Recology, so we wanted to
You're like
be a little bit funny, you know?
On Standish over there?
Off of Standish on Sutton, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So we feel like every chance we get, we try to upcycle. Our taste room was built with everything but new, so restaurants that didn't need stuff anymore, and from bar tops to anything you can think of, refrigeration, sinks.
Mm-hmm. And you come, you're Italian from near Trieste, right?
Yes.
From Trieste,
yes.
up northern Italy. And then also, so you've been at first involved in wine. You've worked with Madavi and other, you know, in D'Argenzio involvement.
Yes.
there's a family involvement there.
Yes.
I will let him tell you if he wants to. And so what made you go from wine to beer, but are you still making some wine as well?
Yes, I'm still making some wine because that will always be my blood. But beer, it's instant gratification. So we don't have to wait 12 months to get this. Is a beautiful Scott.
We have fresh hops in front of us, and we're all sniffing them like drug dealers right now.
So with beer, we can brew every day.
How would you know?
I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Goodfellas.
Cashmere?
Yeah, that's cashmere. And we do have a bunch of Ziploc baggies here. So,
Scott, talk about Redwood Hill Hop Farm. How long ago did you guys get into that?
Not too long. This is our fourth year growing officially, our third year selling to Sonoma County brewers and actually brewers outside of Sonoma County. We're selling hops all the way down to Richmond and San Rafael and out to Napa as well, but a lot of Sonoma County brewers. We've been doing goats for over 50 years, so yep. We did bring some goat cheese, our cheddar and our smoke, to pair with some of Sandro's pale ale did we bring?
We actually brought an IPA.
Oh, an IPA, okay. And then also we brought in the wet hop IPA from Fog Belt using our hops.
Delicious. I had it many times over the tap.
I haven't had a wet hopped beer from your hops yet, so Mark and I are going to get the chance to try it for the first time. Beautiful label, Fog Belt.
That's Herlinda, of course, and Mark Carpenter, my friend. How are you
doing? I'm just enjoying the beer. It's a great day.
Tell me about that beer.
Well, you can taste it. It's a wet hop beer. Oh, you can taste the...
Explain what that means first. Wet hop.
Yeah, good.
Traditionally, hops are harvested this time of year. And then they go from the field into a barn where they're then dried and baled because they have to be dried to last. If you want to make a wet hop beer, you have to make it
quick, yeah.
within hours of harvesting the hops.
Really?
Otherwise, the moisture, they'll start to mold pretty readily, you know, especially if they're packed together. And in Sonoma, we have a lot of hop growers around here now, and almost all the brewers that seem to be using them are using wet hops because to dry them is expensive.
And it gives to me, it gives, I think, you know, I'm not the brewer. Maybe Sandra can talk to this, but I feel it's a, you know, it's a one time a year, you know, like I always compare it to like a chef being able to, you know, they're making their pasta all year long with dried basil. All of a sudden they can use fresh basil. The, you know, the difference is going to impart an aromatics on the beer.
Yeah, it's true. You can, especially in dry hopping, you can get some great, wonderful things. And they're really seasonal things, you know. But you can also taste the kind of grassy elements of the, I don't know how, chlorophyll and whatnot. The other aspects that you would lose in a dried hop beer.
Did you guys do any wet hop beers at Anchor or just like?
We did. An experimental thing a long time ago, but just to get them from, we were growing. Most of our hops were coming from Yakima. There's no
from Washington.
Yeah, there was some a guy in Slough House grew some hops for us, and we tried it. But it's hard just to get it picked and get it to the brewery in San Francisco. See these. It's a really advantage. You have all the hop growers here in Sonoma County and all the brewers in Sonoma County, so they can transport this stuff around quickly. I'm drinking now one from Fog Belt. And do you know the hop that you're using in this?
In this version, we brought in about 60 pounds of fresh wet hops. We have a new big Wolf harvesting machine. This is our first year, so we could actually pick that amount in about half an hour.
That's great. It beats and, hand-picking, huh?
It beats the hand-picking that we've been doing the last few years, so it's a godsend. And so we brought it in super fresh. It has about 10 pounds of Columbus we brought in, 20 pounds of Cascade, and about 30 pounds of Chinook. So we're a little bit heavy on the Chinook. The hops that we brought in today, though, are Cashmere and Comet.
So you're growing quite a number of varieties.
Yeah, Cashmere and Comet are some of the newer varieties that are public. A lot of hop varieties we can't grow here in Sonoma County yet because they're proprietary.
Yeah.
The breeders have the rights to them for so many years. But Cashmere and Comet are a couple of the new, very aromatic varieties that we can, Sonoma County growers, can get our hands on.
How many different varieties do you grow?
We grow 7 currently.
No kidding. Yeah. And how many acres?
Our hop yard now is about 1.5 acres, but we are expanding because they've been doing really good in our system, and we can use our animals too. We still have the goat dairy, so we can use all that organic matter generated from the goats, use it in our hop yard, and it's been a very cyclical thing that works out really good.
Will the goats eat the hop leaves?
I was just going to ask that.
They don't. Our goats are a little spoiled, and that's one of the great things about growing hops in Sonoma County is that a lot of things don't bother them. You know, we have deer pressure a lot out there. We have gopher pressure. We know about the gophers here in Sonoma County, but neither of those really like the hops. You don't have to protect them from gophers.
I know turkeys will eat them.
Turkeys will, like when the fresh shoots are coming up, will nibble on them a little bit, but we have a lot of wild turkeys. They haven't caused much damage yet. But yeah, those fresh hops that come out every spring are very edible.
The hop shoots.
Yeah, hop shoots.
I cooked with those, actually.
Yeah, in Germany, that's quite popular. It's like asparagus. You get the shoots coming up.
Really?
Yeah, very edible, very tasty. They have a little bit of bitterness to it, but that can impart flavors on dishes that you're using. Fog Belt is having a wet hop week this week at the brewery, and they're actually doing food pairings with their beers, the wet hop beers, and all of the foods have hops in them. And one is a pickled hop shoot on avocado toast that pairs actually with the Redwood Hill IPA.
Well, that might be good if you pickle them. I've had them fresh like you prepare asparagus. I don't think they're very good, but they're like fiddlehead ferns in the East Coast, you know. They don't taste good, but they're seasonal. Yeah. Everybody loves them.
We made them in Kent, England, in the middle of the field after doing a hop shoot picking, and with Bavette steak, which is like a hanger steak, and butter, and cooked them like asparagus right in the middle of the field, and got wild garlic from the creek right there, and cooked right in the middle of the hop yard.
It sounds great. I mean, that's the main thing with food and drink is where you are in the atmosphere.
It was
has
fun.
So much to do with your memories of it and how good it is.
Sandro, Old Possum Brewery, it's yes, a tap room and kitchen?
Tap room and kitchen, yes.
Wow.
You're making a beer with Scott's hops too, right?
Yes, we are, and we'll repeat one as well. But the first one that we did was our traditional malt from Malt Group. And I basically just took the hot wort down to 180 degrees, and I poured it over the 60 pounds of hops that Scott brought in 30 minutes prior to picking.
So like tea?
Like tea.
So like,
absolutely.
So the hot wort, which Mark can explain more, but then you're pouring – usually you would put the hops into the boil, right?
And then correct. Again, but there's hops that you – as he's doing that you – do after the boil, and the old English method was a hop back, where you ran the wort through a hop back to take out the hops you boiled, but you could also put fresh hops in that hop back and run it through there.
That's right.
And that just gets the aroma, not the bitterness.
That's right. And because my beers are fairly dry, very little residual malt, so I'm always very conscious about having the bitterness present. So I throttle back by using our mash tun and our screens as our hot back, and I went back with 180-degree whirlpool wort over the hops and then knocked out in our fermenter.
Does your Italian background and the wine influence how you decide to make your beers?
Whether I like to admit it to myself or not, yes. So having the tendency of having a drier fermentation is what we go after.
People don't think of beer and Italy, but I judge the Italian National Beer Competition, the Birra dell'Anno, the beer of the year in Rimini, Italy, which I was telling you about. And there's fantastic beers in Italy. Well, you guys know flavor. So it's not – I wasn't surprised. I was just like – I love telling people about that.
Yeah, that craft brewing is huge in Italy.
Yes.
It's all over the place.
Oh, Della Topola that was there.
Yeah, that's right. You told me that. Okay, it is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Scott Bice from Redwood Hill Hop Farm is here, and Redwood Hill Cheese. Sandro from Old Possum Brewery and Tap Room and Kitchen in Santa Rosa. Again, tell everyone you're off of Standish.
Off of Standish on Sutton.
Okay, that's over by GNC Auto Body.
Tap Room, tasty.
Tap Room and Kitchen.
Great food too. That French
food.
Dip I had the other day was awesome.
Yeah, what's the style on the food there?
The style on the food is manageable ingredients. So we do French dip sandwiches. We make our own in-house bacon.
Oh, nice.
All the spent grain goes to Tecanoco Farms in Windsor, and every once in a while, we have a butcher on staff. And every once in a while, we get the pig back, and it goes through the appropriate channels.
We have your IPA in our glasses now that Mark just poured for us all. What do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty good. But before I comment on the beer, I just wanted to comment on the logo, which I like very much, and the name. We were talking out in the green room. I love possums. They're just really cool animals. They show up at my house this time of year to come in and eat the grapes, you know, and you hear them out there rustling through the grapevines. And they're just really good little guys.
They eat ticks, too.
Do they?
Yeah, they eat ticks.
Oh, that's good to know. Anyway, everyone on the road, don't hit the possums.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go out
Thank
of the
Mark.
Way.
Thank
There's,
you.
There aren't that many of them. We need to save them. The beer, I think it's a great IPA, lots of bitterness. The yeast in this, is this kind of a Saison yeast? Is this a...
He's got to taste it.
Yeah. That's good. He makes too many beers here.
It's your IPA. What's that called again? Which one?
The Alien Search.
Alien Search
Party. So this is an English yeast. It's called the London Fog.
Oh, really?
So it promotes S3 character, but the Comet Hop, hence Alien Search Party, comes from Mill 95 in Idaho. So it's a smaller processing facility. So somewhere in between Sonoma and the big guys. So we always search for smaller guys that parallel our growth within our smallness.
It's very good. I thought it had really kind of a Saison flavor to it. I don't know if that's coming from the hops or the English yeast.
Probably the English yeast. We finished a little bit high in the 72, 73 Fahrenheit.
That's very nice.
So, what kind of production are you doing now?
So right now we're still below 500 barrels through a tap room. But Jeff Collette, which has been in the industry for a while, and I started doing our wholesale. So we're up to 30, 35 wholesale accounts, and we're pretty excited about everybody that's supporting us.
Nice. Are you guys at Bottle Barn and other retail?
But we do have canning on the horizon. So we'll use the Canvan equivalent. They're called Yes We Can. And,
I've seen you on different restaurant and tap room handles as well, and on the menus too.
So it's beginning.
That's great. I think the can is such a good package for beer.
I do too, especially allowing local artists to express themselves and have that product out there, not just for the sake of the beverage, but also to tie in the community. So.
And since you're a winemaker, how about the can for wine? Are you going to see more people moving to it?
Yeah, I was. I can't remember. I was at Oliver's and quite a bit.
Yeah,
quite a bit of a selection.
Interesting. Yeah, good, good.
Will that go over in Italy, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think Italy is open to anything that's fun and exciting.
Like the best beer trade show I'd ever seen. It was like really, really incredible. Of course, they had spirits and they had Italian food, so that helped. So, but it was a lot of fun, super fun, yeah.
All right, Sandro, who's the brewer at Old Possum Brewery, Scott Bice is here from Redwood Hill Hop Farm. It is your Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha, also brought to you by the Beverage People in Santa Rosa, Piner Road. If you're interested in brewing beer, making wine at home, making cider, or curing olives, there's so much more they do. The Beverage People, Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters since 1980.
Get them to help you at all, Sandra?
Beverage People are always there for me. I was there just 2 days ago. A ProCon pump went out. It was there on the shelf waiting for me.
Yeah, they've done the BeveragePeople.com. They are seriously Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters.
Legendary.
It's the BeveragePeople.com, and the store is at 1845 Piner Road in Santa Rosa.
Where did you learn to brew beer?
So I decided to develop second career, so I went to Davis, obviously.
Where do I make his go?
While I was, I did a genetics study in Grapevine Genetics, and I had a little bit of time my third year. So Dr. Charlie Bamford took me under his wing for about a year. It was a lot of fun.
He was on our show before. Nice.
King of Pope.
Pope of Foam.
A
listener called in, Sandro, and wanted to know the exact brew location of Old Possum again.
357 Sutton Place.
Which is off Standish over there by
GNC. Exit Todd Road.
Todd Road. So what do? Do you turn on Standish and then
Exit Todd Road, go west, turn right on Standish.
Right, okay.
Left on Sutton.
Okay.
And then what are your hours there? You're doing food and stuff.
Thank you. Wednesday through Sunday, noon to 8 or 9, depending if it's weekend or not.
And then you guys are part of the festival that's coming up in October on the same day as Peter Frampton, but I'll make it over there still. Yeah. October 18th, right?
October 12th.
12th?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of things going on that weekend. But, we're going to have – it's exciting. Sandra's going to be making a beer IPA, I believe, right?
Yes.
For the festival?
So with the help of local maltster James Grizzly Malt, NorCal Malt, we'll do a Pilsner base, and we'll try to repeat what I've done last week with Scott Hops, go hot out of the whirlpool over the hops, just being careful not to extract bitterness. But this time it's going to be 100% terroir NorCal IPA.
Terroir. What do you think of that, Mark? Now it's like terroir for beers.
I had to bring it in.
What's that? Great. Terroir for beers. What do you think of that now?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I would have to see some real examples. But
here, smell these hops.
local hops.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
You got a tiny hop stuck in your arm here. Kind of a good look.
Yeah. Keep that.
Keep it natural.
It's the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Scott Bice, part of the Bice family, who've been doing so much for so long. Redwood Hill Farms.
great cheeses, and now Redwood Hill Hop Farm. Sandro's here from Old Possum Brewery. You're the brewer there, and they said you were also a winemaker?
Yes, I am. That's how I got into the fermentation gigs.
So you're making your own wine, or are you working for somebody?
So I'm working for somebody. I also make wine for my father-in-law. D'Argenzia Wines, and my wife and I, Brianna.
For Ray.
For Ray.
That's right. I forgot he was your father-in-law. That's right. Okay.
So for Ray, we ferment cool Italian varieties from Dolcetto to Sangiovese to Barbera. We found some Montepulciano in Kenwood this year.
How do you have time to do the Old Possum Brewery and make wine for Ray?
I often ask myself the same question.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I am lucky that harvest is just once a year, meaning grape harvest is just once a year.
Yeah. Wow. And as far as Redwood Hill Hop Farm, Scott.
Yes.
Give us a little more information now. Can people go out there and check it out?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We do tours. Of course, we still have our goat farm and our goat herd, and most of our annual spring farm tours are in the spring because of the great weather, but also all the baby goats to play with. So,
but and this you year, and your brother David.
Yes, correct. Sister Jennifer.
And Jennifer, yeah, that's right. Yes. Oh, God, I haven't seen her in years.
Oh, she has a patisserie now, too.
Yeah, Patisserie Angelica in Sebastopol.
Oh, that's right.
So that's her retirement project is she bought a bakery.
Did she start this whole thing?
The dairy?
Yeah.
Our parents started in 1968. Yeah, okay. Last year, we celebrated our 50th anniversary of doing dairy goats
Holy
here in Sonoma
crap.
County.
Wow.
And but since I like beer, I added a hop yard to the property. And
nice.
But it works well. You know, we can use the organic matter and the barn cleanouts and use it in the hop yard, and the hops are doing awesome.
That cheese and this wet hop beer, the smoked goat cheddar and the wet hop is, like, together is so incredible. Like, they mellow and meld with each other. Fantastic.
I think, agree. It's good. Yeah.
Scott, tell everyone where you're located exactly and how to get a hold of you guys.
So you can visit our website. It's redwoodhill.org for the Capricopia Farms at Redwood Hill Farm. And, that's we're out on Thomas Road in Sebastopol. And, again, we'll start our spring farm tours probably in March. But check our website for updates on there.
And as far as Old Possum Brewing, it's oldpossumbrewing.com.
At 357 Sutton Place. I also wanted to shout out to Hen House for putting this badass event together, Festival. On October 12th. And,
That's right. We've already talked about that.
Yeah, we had them on about it. But they're all going to be part of it.
We need to get them back in before that October gig.
Well, it's great that, you know, we're doing – it's fresh. And they're you know, the whole festival is having fresh beer, you know, the freshest beer possible, which is awesome too. But to be able to have, like, local hops and fresh hops that Sandro and a few others will be doing, it's just really exciting to have Sonoma County hops in some of the beers at the festival.
Mark, when you were so many years at Anchor
– Yes, sir.
Is that my phone?
No,
the headphones. Okay.
What
was the hop situation like for you guys back then? I mean, at one point, Sonoma County was growing a lot of hops.
Oh, this is 100 years ago. Headquarters. There was a great film made by the Acme Brewing Company about their brewery, but most of it took place here this area, harvesting hops. It was really a cool film. And this area had hops all over the place. And they just moved farther. Hopland, obviously.
You can still find hop kilns.
If you drive around, you can see some of the hop kilns still in the hills.
Well,
the
what made it pull back? And then now it's coming back.
I think that they moved north, further north. It may have been the price of land, part of it.
Sure.
Also, hops need a lot of hours of light. So the further north you can grow them before it starts getting too cold, the longer hours of light. And so it's all kind of settled in right now to Yakima Valley and in Idaho. And they'll probably be moving further north with the climate change.
Greenland.
Well, the latitude and day length hours do take part, and that's why, like, Yakima Valley is more parallel with the European hop growing regions. So it kind of makes sense in a lot of ways. And it's true, 100 years ago, our county was one of the biggest hop growing regions in the country. But like Mark said, a few of those areas, and also I think, you know, Prohibition probably factored in, and also some of the fungal things came in. So the hops went out, and then at that time it was more cherries and prunes, then apples, and now of course wine grapes came in to. But now hops are coming back. We do have over 15 growers in the county.
That was my next question. How many? Yeah, 15.
Yeah, 15 for our NorCal Hop Growers Alliance that we are putting on a seminar here October 20th. So if you want to...
Oh, where?
It'll be at Schoen Farm. Schoen Farm. It's a great seminar that we've put on every year for the last, I think, 4 or 5 years. And a lot of the beer makers take part and the growers take part. So it's a great day to learn about hop growing and beer, and drink a lot of good beer along the day.
And it's open to the public.
It is. You can go to the NorCal Hop Growers Alliance, and it is open to the – there is a fee associated with attending the seminar, but you get a lunch, you get a lot of beer, and you get a lot of knowledge.
Well, for any home
that's all you need is beer, food, and knowledge.
Hey,
and
it's a great day.
I like that. That should be in a shirt, Steve.
By the way, Mike, if you see the cleaning person, tell them not to throw this out. This is a hop. I want to leave it here so the morning crew will come in and go, they're doing weed again on the drive.
Because they look similar.
But it's legal here now.
You know, there's
hops are legal.
There's a great story. When
no, I've heard something about weed. I don't know.
There's a great story when Fritz Maytag bought the Anchor Brewing Company. Hop samples come in little bricks like marijuana used to.
Oh, really?
And he was desperate for any notice of the brewery. So he used to drive around in his car with the hop samples on the front seat, hoping to get arrested.
Sounds like me lately, delivering hops to brewers.
There you go.
Well, speaking of that, can you smoke hops?
You can, and it's a relative of the marijuana plant, but I haven't done it personally, but I worked with guys who tried it. They said, you just got a headache. But you can give it a try.
All those oils, that sounds kind of harsh. So, you're going to be going to Slovenia and some other places in October.
Correct.
Mark, you're going to be doing some traveling. I just got back from Sweden, which was very interesting as well. And then, so you're doing Sweden, Azerbaijan, and where else?
Azerbaijan, Georgia, and Armenia.
And the country of Georgia.
Yeah, and I've done...
And what are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be drinking beer.
No, well, of course.
We'll be looking around, but I definitely be drinking beer. I've already done a little research. And
you've been to Slovenia before, haven't you?
Yes, that's only a couple days. It's a convenient flight to get to Europe, and then we'll go from there to Azerbaijan. Then we'll go, those are the three countries, and then come home for a couple of days in Istanbul. But I've already done some research, and there's lots of little breweries in Azerbaijan, Georgia, and Armenia. They're everywhere. So it's a great way to meet locals. You know, if you're a brewer, it's a fabulous way to travel.
You have friends.
Meet fellow brewers.
Everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Everywhere I go.
Exactly.
Besides the orange wines, the natural wines, and the Quiveras. You'll have to drink those, too.
Yeah, very good. What was that?
The orange wines in the country of Georgia. And
are they made from orange?
This is layman's term. They're natural wines macerated on the skins.
Ah, okay. I will look for it, yes.
They have an orange color.
Ah, okay. Very good. I will. I'll tell you all about it when I get home. I'm looking. You know, I just had a friend who was in Bamberg, and he said, oh, it's famous for the smoked beer, but I didn't want to try that. You know, I thought, well, why the hell do you travel?
How do you go there?
There are some things I won't eat or drink, but damn few, I think.
It's the drive. How long, Brouhaha? Also brought to you by TheBeveragePeople.com on Piner Road in Santa Rosa. Scott Bice, Redwood Hill Farms and Redwood Hill Hop Farm. And Sandro, who's a winemaker, with his father-in-law, our friend Ray D'Argenzio. And do you do stuff for Fog Belt, too, at all? Because they're over there in Santa Rosa, Vintner Square.
They're good friends of ours, Rami and Paul. And,
they're good kids, man.
Every chance we get,
collaborate.
We collaborate.
Hang out and talk beer.
They're half a decade ahead of us. So
And you speak fluent Italian, I'm going to guess, right?
I do. And Venetian.
I know some Venetian.
Il dialetto veneto parlo.
It's from the planet Venus.
I think more men should learn that language. That's why there's the romantic notion.
No, we only know Martian. Scott, Sandro, thanks so much. Mark Carpenter, of course, and her Linda.